This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
So, tonight's the night, Neil. How do you feel?
A bit nervous, but mostly excited. I've been practicing my speech all morning.
Just go out there, smile, and don't forget, mind your P's and Q's.
Hey, I know how to spell, Feifei.
You know what I mean.
Don't worry, I won't offend anyone.
这一集地道英语节目里，我们要教大家如何使用表达 mind your P's and Q's。当我们告诉一个人 mind your P's and Q's 的时候，我们实际是在告诉这个人要注意礼貌，注意自己的言谈举止。
Feifei, I'm always on my best behavior. Now, let me practice my speech.
And I'll play some examples.
Gang, gang, gang! How many times have I told you to mind your P's and Q's when you're with your grandparents? Grandma doesn't like that kind of language.
Last week's meeting with our new clients was super frustrating, but I had to mind my P's and Q's. As they say, the customer's always right.
Lan always says the first thing that comes into her head. I just hope she minds her P's and Q's at lunch today.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在这期节目中，我们教给大家的表达是 mind your P's and Q's. So Neil, finish practicing your speech?
Not yet. I've been distracted by today's phrase. I've been looking it up online.
And?
Nobody agrees where it came from. There are so many theories. One is that printers, back in the 19th century, used to get confused between the small letters P and Q.
They do look similar, so they had to mind their P's and Q's. Makes sense.
And there's another about bartenders in 17th century England. They used to serve beer in measures called pints and quarts. Pints with a P and quarts with a Q. When a customer was drinking too much...
They were told to mind their pints and quarts, their P's and Q's. Yes, makes sense too.
And there's another.
Neil?
Yes?
Your speech is in 1 hour. Shouldn't you be practicing?
Oh, so it is.
And mind your P's and Q's.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.